for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Here in about 15 minutes, Mike Griffin, FHAC's Dog Nation, 615-844-5600. Hawkeye Jason pulled up this link. And look, not that we're talking basketball on the show today or anything, but it's back when Pitino was getting started at Boston. He left Kentucky, and it comes from the question last hour. The coaches ever say, I wish I hadn't have done that. And he said a little bit of that about Kentucky. Of course, he went to Louisville, won a natty, got in a bunch of trouble and all that. Anyways, here's a clip from him. It's not, I don't know if it's funny, but I do remember this clip early on in Boston. Of course, things never worked out there. He made a bunch of money, but they had to run him off. And Patton hit it.
They were beaten at the buzzer on their home floor on a three-pointer by Toronto's Vince Carter. The Celtics are 12 games under 500 this season, 4.5 games out of the final playoff spot in the East. After that loss, Coach Rick Pitino had a passionate response when asked by a reporter how he would keep his players positive.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door, and Robert Parrish is not walking through that door. And if you expect them to walk through the door, they're going to be gray and old. What we are is young, exciting, hardworking, and going to improve. People don't realize that. And as soon as they realize that those three guys are not coming through that door, the better this town will be for all of us. Because they're young guys in that room playing their ass off. I wish we had $90 million under the salary cap. Wish we could buy the world. We can't. The only thing we can do is work hard.
There you have it. They even bleeped out the A double dollar sign. Even had that bleeped out. Appreciate that. Thank you. Trying to keep it clean here on the show. Trying to keep a clean environment on the show, which most of the time we do. We sometimes we get a little off the beaten path, but not that much. Topwater Assassin says, Bill, kind of weird. Nebraska's -3 versus Rutgers, but the ESPN game predictor gives Rutgers a 60% chance of winning. I don't look at that much, so I wouldn't know the oddity of that. I very rarely look at that. Maybe it gets pulled up occasionally, but I never really get to see that. October's fun because we start really further separating out, don't we? We're going to go head-to-head a bunch of different places in the Big Ten, down here in the South, Midwest, West, wherever you're at. And we start further separating teams, evaluating, watching the ups and downs. Isn't it interesting? Let's just take two teams. And Ohio State's been pretty steady, right? I mean, Ohio State really hasn't been dealt with yet. Notre Dame had a lead on into the third quarter. It never felt like they'd win that game. I never thought they'd win. Matter of fact, I thought that game would be way more one-sided. But anyways, Buckeyes haven't been dealt with yet. And Sparty's not going to do it. I'd be shocked if that's much of a game. But down here, let's look at Georgia and Alabama. Alabama started sluggishly. They beat Utah State handily. So what? That's not giving us any kind of grade. Then they played Texas and all but got beat. Did everything but lose that game, right? And I thought it looked kind of sluggish. Maybe it was the Vandy game when they turned it around. Now, again, it was 55-3 or whatever the score was. But they look like they've picked it up. Alabama's starting to find this team's identity, it looks like. And maybe we look back and say the moment where this team picked it up was when Bryce Young got hurt. I know that's odd. Remember all the conversations we have about this team cannot lose this guy. And you point out whoever the guy is, right? You better not lose this dude. Big trouble. Well, we know what Alabama's depth chart looks like at quarterback. It's not like Milroe was a new name. Ty Simpson's not a new name. We know what their depth chart looks like. We haven't seen it implemented, though, because they haven't needed it. And this team, even though the game got cut from 28-0 to 28-25, this team looks like they found themselves at about that moment. That was impressive. Georgia, on the other hand, looked fantastic early on and is limping around right now. Trench warfare, they're not bullying people. Missouri, you could argue, got the better of them in the trenches in that matchup, which is impossible for me to square up. So, tale of two different teams. Now, look, I mean, next couple of weeks, maybe we have another reversal of some sort. That's why we're going to play this out, y'all, right? We're not stopping right here. We're not crowning anybody today. I'm just saying, to date, it's kind of interesting. Oklahoma looked good early. Maybe that was a false indicator. They look terrible right now. They look borderline like they're imploding right now. Kansas has been steady and good. I'm bringing Kansas into this thing, yeah. That's also odd. Tom in Myrtle Beach checking in, working at Coastal Carolina again today. Home of the Myrtle Hurdle. And it's a picture of Brooks Stadium. Yeah, if you see Jamie, just say, look, I know you get this all the time, but just for Bill's show, which job you taking? See how he handles that. Yeah, which gig you going to go to? It's what we need to know, what we need to find out, or if you're going to take a gig. Some decent-looking gigs. I think Georgia Tech would be a really nice place for him. Who knows what they're going to do ultimately? Don't know. But that'd be pretty. Georgia Tech's coming off a win at Pittsburgh. And Brent Key is the interim, and I don't know, does he earn his way? Does he have a chance to earn his way into that job? If they flip the switch based on that move right there, and flip the switch means just, you know, win a few games. I don't mean a 1990 flip. That ain't happening. Revert back to 1990. That day ain't coming, but what if they settle down, though, and start playing good, solid football? Does he have a chance? Perhaps. Perhaps he does. But Georgia Tech is a job that is geographically very well off. That's all it's got, though. You're not selling. It's hard to sell big-name football players based on anything but football. Recruits, and some of them want to hear about your engineering school, which it is a fantastic engineering school. Can't take that away. But if you're going to win in football, you better be able to sell the merits of the football program. Now, I know one of the sales pitches at a place like Georgia Tech, Notre Dame does this, is this is a 40-year decision, is the way they sell it. It's a 40-year deal. You're going to get your football in here, and we do well at Notre Dame. We've got history, right? But you're also going to make a 40-year decision based on the degree you get at this fine institution. They sell that a lot. And it sounds good, But the football star isn't thinking about that part. You may say, Bill, well, they should be. Well, maybe so. You better be able to sell based on your football merits. The degrees I debate how important that is, actually, depending on what you want to do with life now. I think a degree in general, as it's sold, is vastly overrated. And it's vastly overpriced, for sure. But Notre Dame sells that, and they've had success with that. But you're not going to beat out a pure football place based on you recruited a bunch of guys on the it's a 40-year decision idea. It's not a bad sales pitch, but it's not the panacea that the school that has to sell the 40-year sales pitch wants you to believe. At 18 years old, it's hard to fathom, boy, I do this right, and when I'm 60, look at me. I'm in fantastic condition. That's a hard 18 years old thinking about being 60. Might as well be thinking about being 600. They don't have a concept of that time. Sounds good. No fan in the 863. Griff should be in a great mood because he sounds like he hates Georgia. But I have a dollar that he is sour still. With Griff, one of the many things I like about him, and there are many things, is you don't know what you're getting. You could get a kind of a chipper Griff. You may get a negative Griff. You may get a somber. Sometimes he comes on, he's kind of somber. You know, he's low-spoken. It just depends. Now, if I start, here's what I think is going to happen with Griff. I'm going to start by asking what's wrong with Georgia, and he's going to remind us he told us so. This team ain't close to the one a year ago. Stop with those comparisons. I think that's what he does. Let's see. I'm going to set the trap, and let's see if he jumps in it. Told you guys this team is not last year's team. You guys need to get over that crap. That's what's about to happen. Time in Myrtle Beach. I'll see Jamie Chadwell tomorrow night after his radio show. But he refuses to talk about coaching jobs. I can understand. Griff coming up after this break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're moving a wreck a few minutes ago in a terrible spot, 40 East up by 2nd and 4th, right when you come off that south loop. Hopefully they'll get that moving a little bit better because it's pretty heavy there. Westbound, of course, is very heavy at Fessler's. All that traffic coming in from Donaldson Hermitage there up by the airport on I-40. I-40 has been in pretty good shape so far through Kingston Springs coming up through the Dixon County on 40 Eastbound. Out there with some radar a little bit earlier. Obrey Gatlinburg Restaurant and Lounge celebrating Oktoberfest. Check out the fun details at OberGatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Football season is underway, so now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with the promo code GREGP. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine your bets for a chance at an even bigger payout with that same game parlay, live betting, all of that on the app, safe, secure, and super easy to use. And my favorite part of FanDuel. FanDuel is that app. Sign up today with promo code Greg P for your no sweat first bet. Promo code Greg P. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Now you have to be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets. Expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
NFL Plus is here, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football.
Let's go!
You can stream live, local, and primetime regular season games on your phone or tablet. 45-minute game replays and more.
That's how you do it right there.
This is the NFL for every fan. This is football freedom. This is your game on the go. Wherever you are, this is how you football. Go to plus.nfl.com/radio and start your free trial of NFL Plus today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Honey, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys. I tell you what, listening to Zach and Bruno and Ray Dog, it's just awesome. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to y'all.
Hey, Tony, I appreciate that, man. You might have just made a promo for us.
I'm the best.
Bruno is the best. Yes, Bruno is the best.
Oh, that ruins the promo. And,
the Afternoon Stretch. Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny with a high near 78. Clear tonight, low around 45. Sunny tomorrow, high near 80. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low around 49. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
JC's Dog Nation, and Mike, good to have you here, sir. First question, what's wrong with Georgia?
They're ranked number two in the country in 5-0. If that's wrong, I don't know how many people want to be right. You know, they lost 15 guys in the NFL draft, and they've had a couple guys banged up, so you're getting into that depth that's very unproven. And they're playing on the road on the SEC under the lights last Saturday night. We've said many times on this program, we've seen it over the last two or three decades. You play a road game in the SEC under the lights, anything can happen.
Griff, I'm going to get back to Georgia, but a lot of areas I want to go. Were you covering Tennessee in 05?
Yeah.
Were you covering that LSU game in 05 down there when Ainge threw that ball? I call it a bouquet toss.
I didn't make that trip. That was the goalpost game. It was when Rick Clawson came off the bench and beat LSU, right? Yeah.
They were down 21-0, won 30-27. And Ainge had that bouquet toss thing where he's about to be pushed out of the back of the end zone for a safety. He just chucked the ball up there, and the LSU defender caught it on what, about the one, stepped in the end zone? That was a unique play. So you weren't on that trip.
I didn't make that. That was a Hurricane game.
That's right.
We had a limited travel squad. Remember then they played that on Monday night?
That's right. You were exactly right. I knew it was an oddity that year. Anyways, they're about to play again. Anyways, back to Georgia, and we'll jump around a little bit. Where's Georgia needing to get better right now? What's going on?
Well, I mean, they got to get better they got to execute better. I mean, their offensive line calls Some of the throws Stetson made weren't good. Receivers aren't winning one-on-one battles, the backup receivers they have out there. Defensively, they broke some assignments. They missed some tackles. They're not playing good football. You know, as good as proficient as they were against Oregon and South Carolina, when they looked like world beaters, you know, they ran into a team that beat them physically. Missouri beat them physically. And when you're getting beat physically, you know, execution falls by the wayside. When, you know, your quarterback's under pressure, it's not as easy for Stetson when there's a pass rush, right? Welcome to the rest of the league, right? Other quarterbacks have to deal with that every week. And it's tough when you're pressured and when your receivers aren't getting as much separation. I mean, a lot of Stetson's throws come when guys are wide open. Well, they weren't wide open. Missouri brought a lot of pressure, didn't give Stetson much time to throw. The receivers that were one-on-one weren't able to win those matchups, and so it looked kind of ugly for three quarters. I think that's the first time since 2019 that Georgia didn't score a touchdown in the first three quarters. You got to go all the way back, 2019. I think the SEC championship game lost to LSU last time that happened. And then defensively, I mean, the defense actually kind of hung in there, kept him in it, because they only allowed Missouri one touchdown, and Missouri kicked a couple field goals over 50 yards. You got to give Missouri credit. I mean, their backs are to the wall. They're at home. They got a chance to shock the world, and they came out there with a very aggressive game plan, and Georgia didn't answer the bell until the fourth quarter.
Is Tennessee even more of a threat in the East than you anticipated?
No, I don't think much changes there. I mean, you know, until Tennessee, Tennessee's defense has got a ways to go. And, you know, that win over Pitt doesn't look nearly as impressive as it did, that road win. We're going to find out a lot about Tennessee on Saturday. Now, it's not a world-beater LSU team. Brian Kelly's done a really good job coaching them up. I wonder about the health of quarterback Jaden Daniels. They caught a real break with this being a noon kickoff, or 11 Central time. A big break for Tennessee not to have to play under the lights at Tiger Stadium. I think they'll beat LSU, but this is going to be a game to watch. This is going to be because LSU's defense is decent. It's not great. I watched Auburn pretty much dominate them for a quarter and a half. This is a game Tennessee should win. But Tennessee, you know, like most other programs, I mean – we have to see how the receiver comes back from injury. Is he the same guy as he was before? And how healthy can Tennessee stay? Attrition is a big part of the game. So Georgia doesn't play Tennessee until the first week in November. There's a lot of football between now and then. I thought Tennessee would be a threat at the start of the year because of their offense. I still think that. Nothing really changes for me, Bill. This is kind of what I expected from Georgia this year, to be honest with you. When you lose that many guys, that many leaders, you know, it's going to take some time for some of these young guys to grow. And, you know, glass half full, I mean, games like that, when you come from 10 points down on the road in a hostile environment, you know, that's where you kind of learn who your leaders are. That adversity, that experience, you gain confidence from that. Next time you're in that situation, you say, guys, we've been here. We can do this, right? So if there's a positive that comes out of it for Georgia, it's that a lot of those young players, that had not been in those situations, and that's, about half the starters, they gained some confidence and they learned a little bit about themselves.
Auburn's fighting for their lives. I'll give them credit. They haven't quit. They have fought tooth and nail. And as you mentioned, had a chance up 17-0, and it was LSU's defense that actually changed that game on a score from the defense, but Georgia's obviously a lot more talented than Auburn. Is Auburn got enough to fight back here and hang in there?
Well, I mean, so much is fluid. I mean, we see it from week to week. The conversation we're having, you start out today saying, what's wrong with Georgia? And 3 weeks ago, can Georgia ever be beat again? It just, after they beat South Carolina 48-6, I mean, things change quickly, very fluid. Auburn's fluid. Brian Harsin, I went to his press conference yesterday, and, for all the talk and whatever happens and whether it's imminent or not, I'll say this, that guy shows a lot of class and poise. He really does. I just think he was the wrong fit. I think some of this is a reflection on the Auburn football culture, frankly. And, they got to step up and pay players more money. They got to pay players more money than Alabama's paying them. They got to pay them more money than Texas A&M's paying them. You got to pay to play. right? You can't have champagne taste on a beer diet or a beer budget. And you take a look at, you know, where these great players are going. Auburn's not getting them. Now, as far as this week's game, you know, it's kind of a 10,000-foot view comment there on Auburn program. But as far as this week's game, I mean, Ashford, this is only his third start. I mean, Bill, I don't know what team in the country, if we're going to be fair, is down to their third quarterback and their third center. I mean, that's tough. You know, we're talking about Georgia missing one receiver and having another one that's slowed up by turf toe and their offense comes apart. Auburn's down to their third quarterback and their third center. They had to move three guys on their line of scrimmage because of injuries. That's tough, man. So we'll see what Robbie Ashford does. It'll be his third start. It'll be his first road start, I believe. So how does he respond in that environment? Like you said, Auburn's kept fighting. Do they keep fighting? Or at some point, does it settle in, right? I mean, that was a proud, hungry team. And I'm going to tell you, you know, that Auburn football culture, it's alive and well among the fans and among the people on the campus. It's just, you know, those high-level donors kind of got to get their act together and, you know, let the coaches coach and let the coaches make decisions and, you know, push the cash flow across that it's going to enable Auburn to, you know, get the sort of players at Alabama and Texas A&M and Georgia, now Florida, Tennessee. You got to pay to play.
What's wrong with Sparty?
Well, I mean, Mel, you know, here's the situation with Mel where he just did an incredible job last year. You know, Michigan State was not as good as what they looked last year, but they had a dynamic running back. You know, team came together, played really well. You know, I'm not going to penalize Mel Tucker because Michigan State's come back to earth where they're really at. Anytime Michigan State wins more than 10 games, I kind of just – it shouldn't happen. You know, we're talking about Auburn and their budget. Same thing up there. I mean, you got Michigan, you got Ohio State, you got Notre Dame, you got to fly over Wisconsin. You got to go by a lot of schools before you get to East Lansing. It's kind of isolated up there in the middle of the mitten, right? So, and their budget's not the same. You know, and so how Michigan State and D'Antonio beat Urban Meyer twice? I was there. I saw it. I still can't believe they beat Ezekiel Elliott and Michael Thomas at Ohio State Stadium with their third-string quarterback. I saw it, and I still can't believe it. Then they beat him in the Big Ten championship game. Came from behind and beat an Urban Meyer team. The Ohio State beat guys who were making their plane reservations. Literally. Guy next to me picks up the phone in the third quarter and starts booking his hotel. I said, what are you doing? He says, this game's over. I said, okay. So nothing's wrong. I mean, this is, you know, Mel's got to find a way to rally the troops and to try to get the confidence behind him, you know, where Michigan State's got a budget. I mean, it just keeps going back to the money. Mel Tucker can coach. Mel Tucker can lead. We've seen it. Took him to a New Year's Six Bowl win last year. It was pretty impressive. I think he's 2-0 against Michigan, too, isn't he? So, you know, this has been a tough season for Michigan State, trying to replace Kenneth Gainwell. Kenneth Walker. It's been a tough season. And, you know, Michigan State's kind of coming back down to earth.
Can they hang in there at all with the Buckeyes?
No, I don't think anybody in the Big Ten can. I think, you know, Michigan caught a break last year, catching Ohio State on a really cold day. But Ohio State's just so uber-talented. Ohio State's the one team outside of the SEC that could compete for the SEC championship every year with their talent level. It's incredible. They have such a talent disparity over the rest of the league, and they've got incredible resources. I mean, the Ohio State is quite a program. I'm going to tell you, it is something else. And really, they've underachieved in my book. I mean, that's a program to me that should be multiple national champion during the college football playoff because they've got an easy path there, easier path there than most programs outside of Clemson maybe. But the talent level is just the disparity between Ohio State and the rest of the league is, you know, pretty significant in my opinion.
Mike Griffith, the AJC's Dog Nation, every Tuesday joins us right here. We'll talk college football with him. Griff, we'll let you wrap it up. So you went to the Auburn press conference. You drove all the way to Auburn for that.
Well, I went to the Auburn-LSU game. You know, I was
That's right.
Georgia's next opponent. I think, you know, we all just assumed it'd be a blowout at Missouri. And those night games, 7:30 at night, you know, typically when a team gets a blowout win at 7:30 at night, most people are done talking about it by 11 o'clock the next morning, right? And so you're thinking, well, shoot, if you've really only got about a 7 or 8 hour news window for Georgia beating Missouri by 30 points, you know, we're going to be wanting to talk about Auburn a lot sooner, maybe a coaching change or maybe a win over LSU. And so made a decision, and it was worth it for sure. I mean, I ended up watching the whole Georgia game and writing a ton off the coverage of it. Of course, they interviewed the players and the coach on TV afterward as well, so we popped up a lot of stories. But being down there at Auburn and just getting a feel, you know, I covered that program in 93. It was my first SEC beat. And I had a chance to visit with Bruce Pearl, go to Auburn basketball practice yesterday as well. Just the culture there is really healthy. On campus, you know, Auburn fans, Auburn people, I mean, just really deserving, nice community. You just got those folks at the top. Got to get. It kind of reminds me a little of Tennessee. You know, Tennessee fans are so loyal, and man, they do anything for the Vols. But they had that run under Joe DePietra and Jimmy Cheek, that president and chancellor. Those guys were just terrible when it came to managing athletics, and you just couldn't get off the ground when the upper administration's making bad decisions. Like, and that's what's happened to Auburn, and they got to figure it out, man, and they got to learn how to sustain their success, because they've had success before. They just can't sustain it for whatever reason.
Griff, we'll see you next week, sir.
All right, appreciate it, Bill.
Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation, joins us in this slot. We're clear the rest of the way. 615-844-5600. If you'd like to check in today on Twitter, at Bill is King, and you can email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Georgia Dog just hit us up, said he's at the Bellagio in Vegas listening. What's a minister doing in Sin City? Georgia Dog, don't look. Don't go to the shows. Don't do it. Yeah, Georgia Dog, what could you possibly get done in Vegas? You don't gamble, right? Is it a car? Maybe it's a convention. He's in the car business. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's business related. Georgia Dog doesn't seem to me. Now, I don't know the Georgia Dog real well. I know him, but he just doesn't seem to me. Hey guys, let's get together. We're going to Vegas, boys. Let's go. That doesn't seem like that's a Georgia Dog move. I'm guessing it's business. He's there on business, but he's checked in. He said, I'm out here in Vegas, guys. That's where I'm located. He's out there. Maybe he's meeting Brad. I don't know. Maybe Brad and him are going to start a business together. Dow has been up as much as 500 points this morning. It was up 600-700 points yesterday. Just be careful. Don't think this is the perfect short moment. Just be careful out there. I've got some Riot, R-I-O-T. It runs with Bitcoin. Options, that is. That's all I've got right now. Nothing else. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still several accidents in their clearing stages. We still see heavy traffic on 40 westbound. Trying to get past Spence Lane, where we had a crash a little bit earlier. Again, it's just really crowded arriving into this area now. You got all that traffic coming through Hermitage, Donaldson, in from Wilson County. 24 still looks good up through the Hickory Hollow area. We haven't talked a lot about 65. It's just busy there at Trinity Lane. Ober Gatlinburg Restaurant and Lounge is now celebrating Oktoberfest all this month. You don't want to miss it this year. It's fun for the whole family. Check it out online at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Men over 40. Is your body feeling softer and not as lean? Losing your energy and muscle? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. GH Boost from NuGenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production and helps you get a great night's sleep. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, NuGenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting CHART to 321321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC, but you can only get your sample by texting CHART to 321321. That's CHART to 321321. Text CHART to 321321.
These products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Chances are they live in a home and have a car. They use money and enjoy having more of it. They probably drink lots of lemonade. Lemonade. And they've probably said something suspicious like, I'm bundling with GEICO, or stop spying on me with those binoculars. If so, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Whether it's getting your day started with a clear mind, taking the edge off after a busy day, or hitting the reset button at night, Cure helps us be our most productive selves. Completely organic and free of THC, pesticides, and heavy metals, Cure focuses on specific need states with great-tasting CBD products designed to help you focus, chill, and sleep. And that is exactly what the Cure brand products are named. Focus, chill, and sleep. Now available at select MAPCO locations. Visit thecurebrand.com to learn more and follow them on social media.
It's a Bill King Show.
Pac-12 football is a joke. It's a laughing stock. It has been left behind by Father Time a long time ago. It has not been prominent in a decade at least. And do you want to know why? God-forsaken leadership. That's why.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Bonjour, Monsieur King. Playing off grief. Haven't done that in a while.
You used to always do that. I remember.
Yeah. He comes on a little later than he used to. He used to be lead off 9 o'clock hour. He's coming on, 9:30 now? 8:30 your time?
Something like that, yeah.
Just caught the end there a bit. Did he mention Tucker's $95 million deal, Mel Tucker?
He did not.
Okay, let's don't forget, end of last year, Mel Tucker's the hottest thing going. Got to lock this guy down. Season was still going on. Two boosters is the way I hear, Bill. Not the whole – the community, two boosters ponied up $95 million to make him happy or whatever. And now, if you get on Coach's hot seat, our favorite website, he's number 17. 2-3 overall, 0-2 in the Big Ten. You talk about the stock market a lot, Bill. Outside of these guys like Saban, most of these guys' stocks rises and falls, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was a little premature, that kind of money for him.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But, I mean, Monopoly money. I think Kentucky paid Stoops a little early. It worked out for him, I guess, at least right now. But sometimes that's the first thing these schools do when they start feeling win a big ball game or two. Let's pay the coach.
Apple needs to call Big Jim. Big Jim on the phone. Get
it. Yeah. I figured Griff would have brought that up. $95 million raise. Now he's on the hot seat. Not, what was that, 6-8 months later?
Yeah, I don't think he's on a hot seat.
Well, what if he goes if he has a losing record this year? I mean, the problem is now it's like too big to fail. IBM, it costs too much to fire these guys, doesn't it? And that kind of leads me where I was going next, Bill. Jimbo, we're a month in, and looks to me like the playoff hasn't changed a lick. It's still Bama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State. USC's playing pretty well. I think they were in the top five or six to go to the playoff. Who's missing? Jimbo.
It's not
the
pretty,
million,
man.
The $100 million man.
Got to go to Bama as a 24-point dog.
I thought it was bigger than that.
I haven't looked today.
He's got this big bling-bling recruiting class, Walter Nolan. Is Walter Nolan playing?
I think he's getting reps on the defensive line. I always check. When I see them play, I always look for him, and I don't see him. Maybe I don't know what his number.
Yeah, well, you know what Jimbo's buyout is, Bill? It's probably ungodly. Probably gets every penny or something.
It's
everybody
solid.
Knows he wants to be at LSU.
It's 85 or 90 million.
Bill, can we start calling Jimbo Fulmer the one-year wonder? Is it one-hit wonder? Is he the Joe B. Hall? Is he in that category all of a sudden? Won one national title, but he's a fraud.
Well, Gene Chizik, Larry Coker. There's a few of them.
Yeah, I mean, Fulmer had a run, but, you know, one big year, should have had multiple titles. But here's Jimbo, one hot year at Florida State, leaves Florida State in the ditch, and now he's stealing money out there in College Station. I just wonder, we're starting to figure out the bum wears no clothes down there at the Greyhound bus station on 8th Street.
I guess so.
Hey, two things for you, Bill, real quick on the way out the door. Yeah. We're speaking of losers, we're wearing the Bush Jones jerseys this week. Smokey Gray's coming back. Everybody hates it, but the media's telling us it's the greatest thing on earth and how fabulous it is. Everybody hates them.
From the Butch Jones era.
Yeah. Hate it for the LSU fans. They don't get to see the pretty orange and white jerseys. They get to see the convict uniforms.
Didn't work so well for Butch, did it?
They're trying to get rid of him, Bill. Butch is talk about a walking gimmick. He's on the hot seat. Of course, he's probably going to get popped again, isn't he? And he in the top 10 on Coach's hot seat? He hadn't moved the needle at all at Arkansas State, has he?
Not that I know of, no.
Guess he'll be back to taking Nick coffee if Jimmy Sexton doesn't fire him.
Yeah.
Hey, last thing for you, Bill. Speaking of weird, dumb moves, losers, what about the production assistant or production director at CBS that decided to put Georgia and Auburn on at 3:30? What were they thinking?
I've seen a lot of complaints about that.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah, I'm sure I can answer my own question. Let's get the number one team in America on. And that game's at Georgia, too, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's going to be a beatdown. I mean, you're going to have people flipping channels probably by the end of the first quarter on that game. I hadn't looked at what else is going on at 3:30, but Tennessee, LSU, that'd be a sexy 3:30 game. LSU's, what, 1 point away from being undefeated? Tennessee is undefeated, and you want to throw a baby seal clubbing on at 3:30 on CBS?
I don't know. Georgia wasn't that pretty against Missouri.
Maybe that's it, but that's a head scratcher right there. Why do you put a scrub game on your 3:30 prime, you know, number one slot on CBS? I'd just like to hear that explained. I bet Griff wouldn't even have an explanation for that one. Griff's a big coast worshiper, but I bet even Griff could put lipstick on that pig. Griff ought to be working at noon Saturday, Billy. I'd be up eating breakfast at Griff's house. Hey, Billy, that's all I got for you. Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, I think, you know, Central Time, hell, that'd be a 7 in the morning wake-up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, okay, last question for you. Who's the first SEC coach fired? Is it going to be Harsin?
Yes.
Slam dunk?
Yes.
What's that going to shake out? The new recruiting clock, they fire these coaches earlier and earlier. The portal opens up on 12-5. What do you think that'll come down? What's the scuttlebutt?
Well, I don't know if we have any scuttlebutt, but they haven't come unglued yet. That's when it'll happen.
We all know Tuberville took the U-Haul from Oxford to Auburn. Is Auburn going to coconut up and call Kiffin? Get real.
I'm sure they'd love to have Kiffin.
Hang in there, Bill.
If Kiffin, now I don't know if any of these jobs are attractive to him that are currently open. And geographically, I don't know if they'd be interesting either way. But maybe this round's not Kiffin's. You know, you'd love to have the LSU job, right? He's already had the Southern Cal job. Florida job came open. Miami job came open. A lot of good jobs, right? Last year was the year for the big names, and he didn't get a sniff, apparently, which I think is probably a mistake. Look, you can not like Baby Kim. This guy has transformed himself into a darn good head football coach. And he's not the spoiled brat he used to be either. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still several accidents in their clearing stages. We still see heavy traffic on 40 westbound. Trying to get past Spence Lane where we had a crash a little bit earlier. Again, it's just really crowded arriving into this area now. You got all that traffic coming through Hermitage, Donaldson, in from Wilson County. 24 still looks good up through the Hickory Hollow area. We haven't talked a lot about 65. It's just busy there at Trinity Lane. Ober Gatlinburg Restaurant and Lounge is now celebrating Oktoberfest all this month. You don't want to miss it this year. It's fun for the whole family. Check it out online at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Nashville's first curling venue is here at T-Line Nashville. Come check out T-Line Nashville and experience the world's fastest growing winter sport today. Curling is a fun and simple sport that's a perfect outing for friends, corporate events, families, or parties. T-Line also has classic bowling and modern bowling mini games. With over 20 HD TVs, you can come watch your favorite teams and some of the best food and drinks here in Nashville in the large bar and grill area. They also have an outdoor area with a fire pit, and you can't forget the live music. T-Line Nashville is a one-stop shop for a great night out. Located at 106 Duluth Avenue and online at tlinenash.com, you can book your party now or give them a call at 615-439-1024. That's 615-439-1024. And make sure you give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook at T-Line Nash for all the news, events, and updates. T-Line Nashville, Nashville's first curling venue, is here.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Lines staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Lines signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Lines double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hi, I'm Joe Fisher, inviting you to join Greg Pogue and me for the Mid-State Checkdown High School Game of the Week Thursday night with a Metro Showdown between Overton and Cane Ridge. It's a full evening of high school football on Nashville Sports Radio starting at 6:15 with Murphy's Matchups, followed by the pregame show at 6:45 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. Then Friday night, check out the scoreboard show with Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, and Devlin McKenzie. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, WNSR.com, and the app. Overton at Cane Ridge, Thursday night, right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, sunny with a high near 78. Clear tonight, low around 45. Sunny tomorrow, high near 80. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low around 49. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Brett Cianci, Blake Ruffino, they're with us on Wednesday. We'll see if I add anything else. I may just stay pat with that. We'll see. We'll let the day develop. Let's see what happens rest of the day. You know, and I know you don't want to talk about it, but I'm just going to briefly mention it. There are some college baseball games this week, next few weeks, In college baseball, you're allotted fall practice time, but you can also play other teams. They won't let you do that in football. For example, in spring football, Georgia couldn't schedule Virginia Tech. Yeah, let's play a spring game. Tennessee couldn't schedule North Carolina. Notre Dame couldn't schedule Indiana. Sit down to Bloomington, play. You can't do that in football. In baseball, you can. And I don't know who everybody plays, but I know Tennessee plays Wake Forest this Friday. And then they play Memphis in Jackson, which is about halfway between Nashville and Memphis, somewhere in November. They play in Jackson, though. I do know that. So your team, again, we're in the football mode. I'm not going there. I'm not going to pull out Tony Vols on you today. No, that's not happening until the spring. But if you're interested in that, your team will be playing somebody. I don't have everybody's. I just remember that because I was reading. Actually, Tony Vols had a press conference. And over the weekend on Sunday, obviously I'm not affixed to the NFL, so I actually watched the video of this. And that's how I know who they play. I don't have everybody. I think you're allowed a couple of games. Just a couple. And they don't count, but if you're into that, if you want to see your team, and I don't even know if you could get that streaming. You probably wouldn't be, and it's not going to be on the radio. I'm assuming you could probably pull it up on the Twitter and maybe keep up with it there, but that'd be about it. Anyways. Let's get back to the oblong spheroid. Allen in Tampa. Hey, Bill, the yellow fella is going to ride out on his horse at halftime and fire Carson. Auburn hasn't really. Now, if you think about it, Colorado looks like they've imploded. Wisconsin's playing poorly. And I'm not saying Auburn's playing well, but they fought. They had a chance to win. Well, they did beat Missouri. And they had a chance to beat LSU. They were up 17-0. This team has not quit. They have not imploded. That could very well happen. The record's not going to be good. But there hasn't been that one collapse moment that you can identify that's probably going to happen to Auburn. Look, if you're an Auburn fan, here's your conundrum. I know that most of you want to see your team win. You do not like your team struggling. That's human. That's your team. You're an Auburn Tiger. You're a war damn eagle. You're proud of your place. You've seen Natties. 2010, had another chance in 13. But your conundrum is this. You're not going anywhere under your current coach. It just was not a good fit. I think he's a pretty good coach. He's not the fit at Auburn. And you're going to have to go in another direction, whether it should have done it last year, whether it should have done it 2 weeks ago, whether it should have done it in November. That's where you're at. You are at a place of no return early on in his tenure there because it was a bad hire from the beginning. It's a terrible idea from the beginning. And your two biggest enemies, Alabama and Georgia, are lapping you in personnel. Lapping you. Now, you may say, well, Bill, Tank Bigsby stays in bounds. We actually beat Alabama. Well, true, but that's not what happened. And Alabama as a program is way better than Auburn. Georgia as a program is way better than Auburn, and those are your two enemies. You've got others, but those are your two superpower enemies. You can't have two bigger enemies than that. Nobody has two enemies bigger and badder than Georgia and Alabama as a brand, as a product. And you're getting destroyed by these teams in the acquisition of personnel, in recruiting Johnny Five-Star. Destroy. And it really doesn't matter if they're down to the third quarterback, Robbie Ashford. It is what it is, y'all. Cliche there. That's what you've got. That's what you're dealing with. Just business down in Hoover, Alabama. Billy, tell Auburn I hear Lou Holtz and Terry Bowden are available right now. Just saying, man. That's true. Allen earlier, Bill, did that dude ever hit that home run? I don't think Aaron Judge has hit that home run. Has he? What if we interrupted the show to go to an Aaron Judge update? Like, just stopped everything, said, okay, here's another at bat. Let's see what happens. I'd do it just for a joke. Of course, we're not on the air when he's at bat, right? But it'd still be funny. It would irritate the crap out of me, too, though, yes. I agree with you. Market way up. Silly times right now. 2 days in a row, super green. Today, don't wait for your short. Wait on it. Wash pop.